Joining us this morning for our conversation with gubernatorial candidates for Idaho is Paulette Jordan. She is a former state representative from Plummer and running as a Democrat. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to start off by asking you about one of the most pressing things we've seen, and certainly this last legislative session has been a consistent issue in Idaho, is health care. I'm curious, as governor, what would you do to provide health insurance coverage to the up to 62,000 Idahoans that don't qualify for Medicaid or Affordable Care Act subsidies?
It is certainly a hot button issue because everyone wants access to health care, as they should. It's a basic human right, I believe. So I would firmly stand in favor of expanding Medicaid once governor of Idaho. I don't think it's very difficult to do so, and it's part of my four-year strategy. One, I want to make sure healthcare is accessible. I want to expand rural health clinics in Idaho. We don't necessarily have access to women's health care in most parts of our state, which I want to make sure is accessible to people in the rural parts of Idaho, which is a vast majority of Idaho.
Well, we talk about education as well as a big issue. Teacher pay has been in the news of late. Idaho is 40th in the nation when it comes to high school graduation rates. Wondering how you would tackle that problem when Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years.
There's definitely a shortage of skilled workers, but there's also a shortage of teachers, and we're not seeing that rebound fast enough. It's why I promoted a bill with Representative Sally Toon over the last two sessions to simply offset their student loan debt. However, it still doesn't really address the issue at large. A lot of that is, how do we keep our teachers in the rural school settings? How do we keep them home? For me, I've always believed in homegrown everything. So you're going to invest in your kids, you're going to invest in your businesses and your local infrastructure. You look at the opportunities with the tech sector. We have a lot of tech industries all throughout Idaho that are building up that we can certainly plug our students into. When we're not able to adjust and keep up, we basically hold our teachers back from promoting our kids. You know, I always speak from example as a mom. My son is really advanced for most schools, and unfortunately, they could not keep up in Northern Idaho. The public school district failed my son, and a lot of it had to do with just the lack of resources and the support system that the teachers had, especially when they have advanced students. They weren't able to recover quick enough to help him onto the next grade. But I'm seeing this all across the state.
Well, in talking about education, you mentioned the sort of burgeoning tech sector that is putting down roots in Idaho. We've got places like Micron and HP has a location here. The state has a rich Western heritage and it treasures rural outdoor areas, but the urban centers are also on the rise and growing quickly. What would you do to preserve Idaho's traditions while also embracing its identity as the fastest growing state?
I guess the identity that Idaho is the fastest growing state could be it should be one that we should research further. I think what I've seen more is the advancing of the growing population of those who are older, retiring, and moving to Idaho. For me up north, I think the challenge there is when you have people who are just ready to retire and they're buying up land, they're not wanting to ultimately contribute to the base as well. So there's always this offset where we are having to challenge folks who don't want to continue to invest into Idaho and want to limit their resources to our community, which is challenging because then there's not really much of a benefit for the rest of the people that have been here for a while. And then you have, of course, the growing population of that next generation. There's certainly an opportunity where you have to look at connecting all the pieces. Right now, it would be connecting the schools, education, creating that pipeline for the tech sector and allowing them to be a part of that conversation so that they know that the resources that are here in Idaho will stay here in Idaho and help them.
I want to wrap up with a final question, sort of a very broad meta question, but with the primary being so contested, both on the Democratic side and certainly on the Republican side, how do you plan to represent those people that might not vote for you?
I already am. You know, I come from a very rural part of Idaho. I'm not dripping with wealth. I'm not a millionaire. I am born and raised here in Idaho, and I was raised by the community of Idaho. So everyone that has touched upon my life, they come from all backgrounds, all walks of life. These are people who identify Republican, they identify Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, mostly unaffiliated. This is a basic grassroots movement that is built up by the people. The ultimate goal is to represent the people, so it is truly justice for all.
Paulette Jordan is a former state representative running for Idaho governor as a Democrat. Thank you so much for coming in today.
All right. Thank you.